Hi, I'm Owen Betts and welcome to my latest podcast. Now, my work often introduces me to a range of people from a range of places, backgrounds and careers. Whether it's through my communications and PR work, my photojournalism and writing, or the work that I undertake with a hyperlocal news company I'm involved in. For quite a few years, through my communications activity, I've been involved in promoting entrepreneurship or working with entrepreneurs themselves, promoting their investments and businesses. And over the past 3 years in particular, I've been involved in the Welsh Government's Big Ideas Wales campaign, promoting entrepreneurship to young people aged between 16 and 25 years. This followed a spell promoting what used to be called the Entrepreneurship Action Plan back in the early 2000s. Now, both elements of work was about encouraging people to consider using their skills and hobbies as a business and becoming entrepreneurs. The Big Ideas Wales campaign was much more about demonstrating how entrepreneurship is a career option and how young people with their big idea can become their own bosses, although that's quite a simplistic explanation to what was in fact a much more complex campaign and continues. Now, through one of my roles, I was this week introduced to a venture in a small rural market town in Mid Wales. I was undertaking some work for a project called the Severn Valley Effect. Now, the SV Effect, as it's known, is backed by the Welsh Government and Powys County Council, and it's a project supporting entrepreneurship in the Severn Valley in Mid Wales by encouraging existing business people and entrepreneurs to act as mentors and to work with others to help them develop their business ideas and ventures. In many cases, these are people entering enterprise for the first time, and rather than tempting them with financial or grant support, the SV Effect is a group of people who can really provide that direct and almost encouragement and help and mentoring in one go, because they actually run their own businesses. Now, the particular venture I was going to see is called The Venue. And when I first heard about it, I must admit, I thought, oh God, this sounds like a bit of a nightclub. So maybe it's an enterprise of a young people that are just trying to get some sort of club going. But The Venue, which is yet to be launched, is actually quite a unique project that might otherwise be seen as a community or even a charitable group. Two local individuals, Doug Orb and Angela Baker, realised that there was limited places for parents and carers in the town that they're in to take their children into the town where they could meet up with friends and sort of have fun. There were pubs, there was groups, but there was nowhere really for them to get together and maybe have a drink and socialise while the children were allowed to play or even sing or have fun, whatever it was, without asked to be quiet or to sit down. And Doug and Angela developed an idea of a venue where parents and families from all parts of life in the town could get together and do just that without worrying. And they wanted it to be a place where, you know, even estranged or divorced parents seeing their children under supervision could go without feeling they were standing out and could still have fun in a relaxing atmosphere with their children. The Venue was born, and coincidentally, they're in a room that they're renovating at the moment in a building called Agriculture House. Now, this was the base back in the late 1800s for the world's very first mail order company for the manufacturing element of it. And that was run by then a chap called, or an entrepreneur actually, called Price Jones, who later became Sir Price Jones, and he was also the MP for the area. And the fourth floor room that they're in, it used to be a boxing club up until recently, and before that it was the home for the manufacturing part of Price Jones. And he used to make pieces from flannel and lots of different products that went around the world, and he even supplied Queen Victoria and her undergarments. Now, Doug explained to me why he wanted to set up the venue.
The original idea for getting somewhere for families and teenagers to come in comes from the fact that I was brought up in Newtown, and when I was 13 or 14, I actually wrote a song about how I felt about the place. Newtown's a hole. That was my inspiration as a 13, 14-year-old, and now I'm a little older than that. I see teenagers around about the place. I live in a housing estate. I see them.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed for them. And basically, if we don't do anything about it, no one will.
No.
But Ange's interest was more in kids' parties and family parties, and so we thought we'd pull them all together and have a family bar that we can hopefully encourage teenagers to come in and have parents come with their kids and normalise socialising with your kids.
And this is obviously a business venture from your point of view, and you're hoping to as it grows, as we obviously employ people part-time and increase employment in the area, I suppose.
Absolutely, we want to take people on, but we're not really going to dictate how and what goes on here. We're hoping that the more people get interested in the venue as a venue, then the more ideas that they'll bring in.
Yeah.
So if somebody has already mentioned, odd enough, one of our immediate neighbours, could we do a proper bingo event here once a month or once every 2 weeks for late for the ladies and gents? The answer was yes, of course you can. And so, if they bring it in, out of the business side, obviously, we'll benefit from the fact that people are bringing events here. But, if somebody wants to do indoor bowling, fine. If we can get hold of an indoor mat, we'll do indoor bowling. Mm. But whatever people bring is, as an interest in, if that's what they want to do, then we'll give it a go.
And in terms of businesses in the local community, you're obviously wanting people to get involved with ideas, but also perhaps contributing to the business with sponsorship and providing items as you
absolutely,
develop.
Absolutely, yeah. We've had enormous help from the local hotel. We've got a local legal firm interested in... we're having talks at the end of this week, early next week, about how they can help. But again, with some local companies... It was never a case of begging for help. They basically heard what we were trying to do and said, how can we help? Which is a massive difference. And so the interest is there from local businesses, because some businesses see it as yet another feather in the cap for Newtown. It's somewhere new, something different, and we're hoping it works for that reason. But.